once again? Okay. So how many chapters are there in Bhagavad Gita?
18.
So which is the middle one?
9
chapters. So the 9th chapter is considered to be the most important chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So did you all get it? Which is the most important chapter of the Bhagavad Gita?
9.
Very good. So the 9th chapter is considered to be the king of knowledge. The king of knowledge. So at the beginning of this chapter, Krishna is telling, Prabhupada actually translated as this Rajavidya, Rajabhujha Yogam, that as the most confidential knowledge. Most confidential. What is most confidential? What is most precious? That is most confidential. So the Sanjeev also added something to that, very aptly, the knowledge of the Absolute. Who is the Absolute? In Sanskrit, what's it called? Okay. Param Satyam Param Bhima. So who is the Param Satya? Absolute Truth is Krishna. What is the meaning of the Absolute Truth? The meaning of the Absolute Truth, that all truths are relative to that. How many of you studied mathematics in school? How many of you know what is an infinity is? What is an infinity? What's the definition of infinity? No, infinity means anything related to infinity is infinity. Right? Like, well, how is infinity symbolized? Yes, like an alpha. So, infinity plus 25, how much?
Infinity.
Infinity divided by 25? Infinity multiplied by 7,000 million? Infinity minus 20 zillion? So what is the definition of infinity? Infinity always remains infinity, and no matter how much you take from infinity, infinity remains infinity. No matter how much you add to infinity, infinity remains infinity. And no matter how much you divide infinity and subtract infinity and multiply infinity, remains infinity. Right? So you got the definition of infinity. Now in mathematics, do they know who is infinity? In modern mathematics, do they know? Let's have it from the scientist. They don't have any knowledge. Is that fitting? The scientists don't have any knowledge. But do you have the knowledge?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. So you are a real wise people. So what's the real wisdom? To know Krishna. If you know Krishna, then you know everything. So, Krishna is the Absolute. Now, what is the meaning of... Actually, infinity is Absolute. In Ishopanishad, at the beginning, there is a verse, Om Purnamada. How many of you know this verse? Very learned. Om Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat Purnamudachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. Now does it define what infinity is? Yes? Om Purnamada. Purnam Purnam Idam. And Purnat Purnam Udachyate. Even if Purna is taken away from Purna, Purna remains Purna. And Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. No matter whatever you take from Purna, no matter whatever you add to Purna, Purna will always remain Purna. Now consider, Krishna expands into Balaram. Did Krishna lose anything? Did Krishna become Krishna minus Balaram? Krishna remains Krishna. Krishna created the innumerable universes. Then what happened? Did Krishna lose anything?
No.
Purna? Purnam evava shishyate. Krishna always remains ultimate absolute. So that absolute is the supreme personality of God. So in this chapter, the 9th chapter, the knowledge of the absolute has been described. Krishna as He is. So Krishna is telling at the first verse that Arjun, my dear Arjun, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence. What is our main problem in this material nature? What is the main problem in this material nature? Misery. And the anxiety caused by misery. Especially the householders feel that very much. Brahmacharis don't feel that so much. And if you're a sannyasi, then you're completely out of it. Because everyone takes care of you, you don't have to worry about anything. The brahmacharis, their need is so little that they don't feel any anxiety or misery so much. But the householders, how many of you are feeling that? So what happens? First you are two. Previously you are just one, you have to maintain you. But now you are two, you have to take care of somebody. And then it keeps on multiplying. From two to three, three to four. And it goes on and on and on. It multiplies in geometric progression. One to two, two to four. 4 to 8. So, and you have so many anxieties. Unless you are a prince or princess, then, even, no, I mean, the thing is, I'm saying it because actually you all are princes and princesses. Therefore, you don't need to worry about it. You're not only the princes and princesses, but you are actually the children of the, you are the supreme princes and princesses, because you are the children of the King of Kings. So why should you worry? And it's only a matter of depending upon Him. You just depend upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you will see how wonderfully He is always taking care of you. In this respect, I often remember one statement by Saint Francis of Assisi. He is addressing the birds. Then, my dear birds, you don't know how to weave clothes, and you don't know how to tailor a dress. Therefore, your Supreme Father has made the dress for you. Now, don't we see? The birds have a natural coat. No matter how cold it is, they're fine. So this is the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. He is, those who depend upon Him, those who don't try to defend themselves, He takes care of them. Our problem is we think that we can take care of ourselves completely. But, and that's why He says, okay, if you think you can take care of yourself, go ahead. Take care of yourself. But if we feel completely helpless, then He will take care of us. Just as, let's just see our body. How is our body? Just skin, flesh, and fat and skin. Right? And then what do? We weave clothes, and then we cut, we tailor the dress, and then we wear it. According to the weather. Summer weather, winter weather, that's how dresses change. But look at those animals and birds. How is their dress? Did you see the bird? Isn't it? Who made the dress for them? Are their body just the flesh and skin? No, above the skin they have such a beautiful coating of feathers. Who created that beautiful dress? Don't you think that that dress is much beautiful than our dress? So this is how Krishna actually takes care of us. So it's only a matter of depending upon Him. Our problem is, although we are the children of King of Kings, but we are thinking that we can take care of ourselves. We are not depending upon the Father. But if we depended upon the Father, then what would have happened? Who would he have depended on? The King of Kings, does he have any scarcity? Does he lack anything? So this is the important thing that we must recognize, that we must remember. Thank you. €500 Okay, because it is out in the open, it's 50% discount. So then Krishna is saying, Raja Vidya, Raja Gujham, Pavitram Idam, Uttamam, Pratyakshavagamam Dharmam, Susukham Kartumam Payam. This is the Raja Vidya. The knowledge is the king of education. The most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is joyfully performed. Is Krishna consciousness difficult? Is Krishna consciousness miserable? Is Krishna consciousness full of suffering? Is Krishna consciousness full of austerity? Is Krishna consciousness full of penances? Then what it is? It's ecstasy and ecstasy and ecstasy. It's at the beginning it is ecstatic, in the middle it's ecstatic, at the end also it's ecstatic. So this is the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Ashraddhana purusha dharma sasya parantapa apraapyamam nivartante mrittu sansara vatmani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me. So Krishna is very clearly telling that if one is not faithful, if one did not accept this process sincerely with sufficient confidence, then he will never get me. Apraptyamam nivartante. And how he will nivartante? Mrittu sansara vatmani. In the cycle of birth and death. He'll live, then he will die. Then again he'll take birth, live for some time, again he will die. Then again he will take birth. So this is called Sansar Chakra, the cycle of birth and death. Is it nice to rotate in the cycle of birth and death? Therefore people say, I do not want to die in this beautiful world. But no matter how much they don't want to die, they have to die. Is there anybody who is immortal? Anybody in this world immortal? Yes. Only the devotees are immortal. And not only they are immortal, death will come to them with folded hands and ask them, please, can you please put your lotus feet on my head? And a devotee will put his foot on his on the head of death and walk away into the spiritual sky. So that is a devotee. But those who don't accept this process, they are absolutely unfortunate. Maya tadam idam sarvam jagadabhyakta murtina matsthani sarva bhutani na chaham teshu avasthita. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. Krishna is pervading the entire universe. How? Through his unmanifested form. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Everyone is in Krishna, but Krishna is not in them. But then see, next verse, na cha matsthani bhutani pashyame yogamaishwaram bhuta bhrinna cha bhutastha mamatma bhuta bhavana. In this previous verse he says that they are all in me but I am not in them. But then Krishna is saying, and yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities and although I am everywhere, I am not a part of this cosmic manifestation. For myself is the very source of creation.
Thank you.
Jathakasho sthito nityan vayu sarvatrago mahan tatha sarvani bhutani matsthani pyupadharayah. Understand that as the mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always in the sky, all created beings rest in me. What a beautiful analogy. Krishna is giving the example, just as the wind is blowing everything, right? Mighty wind is blowing everything. But the wind, where the wind is resting? Wind is resting in the sky. Similarly, everything is resting in me. Now mind you, I am just giving a class on the 9th chapter here, in this environment, so that throughout your entire life you can meditate on this. And when you meditate, what will you think of? You'll think of beautiful weather in Spain. Sitting under this cool shade of this beautiful pine trees. And beautiful. Next to the cave of Nerka. I can tell you, it was quite disappointing, this Nerka. You see, in my childhood, I used to read about the Alhambra cave of Spain. In the book of geography, we read Alhambra cave. And then I used to think that, it must be so fascinating, it must be so wonderful. And so when I came here, I thought that it would be somewhat befitting my dream of my childhood. But when I came here, it was quite a disappointment. I haven't gone to Alhambra as yet, but I know from this, there will be another disappointment. Sarvabhutani konteya prakritin janti mamikam kalpokshaye punastani kalpado visprijamyaham. O son of Kunti, at the end of the millennium, all material manifestations enter into my nature, and at the beginning of another millennium, by my potency, I create them again. So, mystery of creation is being revealed by Krishna. Krishna is telling, at the end of millennium, all material manifestations enter into my nature. Sarva bhutani konteya prakritin janti mamikam. Mamikam means my. Mamikam prakriti. Everything at the end of millennium, end of the creation, they all will go back or enter into my nature, my prakriti. And kalpakshaye punastani kalpado visrijamyaham. And at the beginning of another millennium, by my potency, this nature will be created again. So in this way, it's created and destroyed, created and destroyed. Created, maintained, destroyed. Then again created, maintained, destroyed. But who is causing that? Who is causing that creation and destruction and maintenance? Krishna. Prakritiṃ śyām aṣṭabhya viṣrijāmi punah punah bhūta grāmam imam kṛṣṇam avaśaṁ prakṛtir vaśāt. The whole cosmic order is under me. Under my will, it automatically manifested again and again, and under my will, it is annihilated at the end. It's by Krishna's will that everything is created, and it is by Krishna's will that everything will be destroyed. So what's the most intelligent thing to do? Surrender to Krishna's will. Right? He is creating everything, he is maintaining everything, he is destroying everything. Or you're going to submit to Krishna's will, or you'll go against Krishna's will? Will we succeed going against Krishna's will? When Krishna wants to destroy, can we protect it? And if Krishna wants to create, can we stop the creation? But that's what today's man is trying to do. But by doing that, they're creating an unnatural situation. And that result of that situation is very, very unfortunate.
Na cha mang tani karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya udashina badashinam asaktam teshu karmasu. O Dhananjaya, all this work cannot bind me. I am ever detached from all these material activities, seated as though neutral. So all these activities of creation, maintenance and destruction, all the affairs of the material nature does not affect Krishna. But they affect us. If we are not submissive to Krishna, then they will affect us.
When Krishna wants to say, Krishna wants us to die, and if we say, no, I don't want to die, then what will happen? We'll simply create suffering for us. But the best thing is, when Krishna says, you die, we say, okay, we'll die. Then what will happen? The death will become such a wonderful experience. Death is actually wonderful. Sometimes I give a very simple example about that. Do you like to sleep? Is there anybody who doesn't like to sleep? Do you like to sleep or don't like to sleep? You like to sleep. No, death is like falling asleep.
We are half asleep now.
You are half dead now. So if you like to sleep, and death is like sleeping, falling asleep. Now, won't it be wonderful to die? So why should we? Why should we be afraid of death? And why should we try to resist? There's such a wonderful experience. Therefore, it is most intelligent proposal, most intelligent act is to surrender unto Krishna.
Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate.
This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction. This material nature is functioning under Krishna's direction.
Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam.
And hetuna anena kaunteya. For this reason, O son of Kunti, jagat viparivartate. This cosmic manifestation is working.
O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again.
So when we are in the material nature, should we try to find the permanent situation or should we be open to the change? So it's intelligent thing to do is to just submit to that change. It is happening. It was nice to grow up from childhood to boyhood, wasn't it? It was nice to grow from boyhood to youth. And similarly, it will be wonderful also to grow old. So why should we resist becoming old? But what is happening? People don't want to grow old. They want to remain eternally youthful. But in the material nature, that will never happen. Growing old is nice because that way you become prepared for death. Death means leaving the body. It's so nice to grow old. Yeah, you like it? I got some assurance from behind.
অবজানান্তি মাং মূঢ়া মানুষীম তনুমাশ্রিতম পরং ভাবম অজানন্ত মমোভূত মহেশ্বরম।
Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be.
Abhajananti mang mudha. The foolish people, when the Lord descends, they deride him, considering him to be an ordinary person. Because they do not understand his Supreme Nature. Like that is the characteristic of the material nature. In the material nature, they try to promote everyone as God, but they do not want to accept only God as God. Like their theory is, everyone is God. Only Krishna is not God. That is the conclusion of these fools. Avajananti mangu.
মোঘাশা মোঘ কর্মণো মোঘ জ্ঞানা বিচেতসহ রাক্ষসীম আসুরীম চৈব প্রকৃতি মোহিনী শ্রিতা।
Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demoniac and atheistic views. In their deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. They don't accept Krishna, and as a result of that, whatever they do will ultimately meet with total failure. On the other hand, when somebody accepts Krishna, then what happens? When somebody accepts Krishna, then whatever he does becomes successful. So what are you going to do? Reject Krishna or accept Krishna? Am I clear? So is there any answer to that? I asked you a question. Are you going to accept Krishna or reject Krishna? Are you saying it from the tip of your tongue or from the depth of your heart? Sure? You are not saying it just to please me. Okay. Thank you. Mahatmanas tu mang partha daiving prakritim ashritaha bhajantem bhajanti ananna manaso gyatva bhutadim abhayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. Those who are not deluded. Previously he spoke about the fools. Who are the fools? Those do not accept Krishna. Who are intelligent? You all are intelligent. Why? Because you have accepted Krishna. Very good. So Krishna is now telling that you are not deluded. And that's why you have accepted Krishna. Or because you have accepted Krishna, you are not deluded. Therefore, you are under the protection of Krishna's divine nature. Because you have accepted Krishna, you will be under Krishna's protection. Under the protection of Krishna's divine nature. And you will become fully engaged in devotional service because you know Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Now see what a wonderful blessing Krishna is giving you just because you have said yes to him. So this is how wonderful it is. Krishna is saying, see what Krishna is saying, that you will always be under the protection of divine nature. You will become fully engaged in devotional service because you know Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Satatam kirtayanto maam jatantascha tridhavrata namashantascha maam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Now Krishna is telling something more about you. What Krishna is saying? Always chanting his glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before you, before Krishna, you, the great souls, will perpetually worship him
with devotion. See, Krishna gave him such a wonderful benediction. So these are all Krishna's blessings.
Jnana yogena chapyante jajanto mam upasate ekatvena prithaktvena bohuda vishyato mukham.
Whereas others, those who do not surrender to Krishna, see what will happen to them. Who engage in sacrifice by the cultivation of knowledge, worship the Supreme Lord as the one without a second, as diverse in many and in the universal form. So those who do not know Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will become attached to His impersonal feature.
But it is I who am the ritual, I the sacrifice, the offering of the ancestor, the healing herb and transcendental chant. I am the butter and the fire and the offering in a sacrifice. Jnana yogena chapyante jajante mam upasate ekatvena prithaktvena bohuda vishyato mukham.
Others who engage in sacrifice by cultivation of knowledge. So this, here is the difference between devotion and knowledge. What did Krishna say about the devotion or the devotees? What did Krishna tell about you all? Do you remember? Krishna said that He will always protect you. You will always be under His divine nature. You will always be engaged in devotional service. And whatever you do will be successful. Alright? But those who are not devotees, but those who approach Krishna through knowledge, what will happen to him? Happen to them? They will be attracted to Krishna's impersonal feature. They will worship Krishna, but in a different way. But they will not know that actually in the sacrifice, the ghee that is offered in sacrifice, the offerer of the sacrifice and the object of sacrifice is Krishna.
Pitamahasya jagato mata padhata pitamaha Beddang Pavitram Omkara Riksham Jajurevacha.
I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier and the syllable Om. I am also the Rik, the Sham and Jajurveda. Like yesterday somebody asked a question, like why instead of four Vedas there is three? I think Sanjay, you asked. Prashant. Yeah, right. Yeah, so here we can see Krishna is speaking about three Vedas. Rig, Sham and Yajur. Atharva is not here. Atharva was added afterwards.
Katir Bharta Prabhuk Shakshi Nivasho Shadanang Shurhit Prabhava Pralayasthanang Nidhanang Bijamapayam.
I am the goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge and the most dear friend. I am the creation and the annihilation, the basis of everything, the resting place and the eternal seed.
Tapam maham ahang varsham nigrijham mut srijam ipcha amritam chaiva mrittuscha Sada satchaham Arjuna. O Arjuna, I give heat and I withhold and send forth the rain. I am immortality and I am also death personified. Both spirit and matter are in me.
Traibidhamam somapa puta papa jaggai rishtha sargatim parthayante te punnam asadhya Surendra Lokam Ashnanti Dibban Divi Deva Bhogan.
Those who study the Vedas and drink the Soma juice, seeking the heavenly planets, worship me indirectly. Purified by sinful reaction, they take birth on pious heavenly planet of Indra.
where they enjoy godly delights. Tetam bhukta sadhaga lokam vishalam shine punne marto lokam vishanti evam trayi dharma manu papanya gata gatam kama kama lobhante. When they have thus enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure and the result of their pious activities are exhausted, they return to this material planet again. Thus, those who seek sense enjoyment by adhering to the principles of the three Vedas achieve only repeated birth and death. So following the Vedas is beneficial, but to become a devotee of Krishna is even beyond that. Because although they'll have some temporary pleasure in the heavenly planet, but they'll come back again. So you may go to the heavenly planet for 10 million years and enjoy there, but even if you have to come back again, then what will happen? You will go through the same problem again. So is it desirable to go to heavenly planet by performing all kinds of Vedic rituals? Good catch. and a good throw also. It's all right, I don't need it.
Anannas chintayantu maam je jana parjupashate tesham nittabhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vaham maham.
But those who always worship me, like you all, with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have.
Je api anna devata bhakta jajante shraddhayannita tepi mameva kaunteya jajanti abhidhi purvakam.
Those who are devotees of other gods and who worship them with faith actually worship only me, O son of Kunti, but they do so in a wrong way.
Aham hi sarvajagyanam bhukta cha prabhureva cha natu mam abhijananti tatte natash shavindatite shavantite.
I am the only enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. Therefore, those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down.
Janti deva brata devan pitrin jantri pitri brata bhutani janti bhutejya janti majajino pimam.
Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me.
So what will be your choice?
Krishna.
Who will you worship?
Krishna.
Very good.
Patran pushpan phalam toyam. See how easy it is to worship Krishna. So you all agreed to worship Krishna, right?
Yeah.
Now how will you worship Krishna?
Patram pushpam phalam toyam jome bhakta prajachati tadaham bhakti upadhitam ashnami prajatatmana.
If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, I will accept it.
Jat karosi jadasnasi jat juhasi dadasi jat jat tapushoshi konteya tat kurusha madarmana.
Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me.
Shubha shubha phalai revam moksha se karma bandhanai sannasa yoga yuktatma vimukta maam upaishashi.
In this way, you'll be freed from bondage to work and its auspicious
and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me, in this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name deshte asti na priyaha je bhajanti tumang bhakta maite teshu chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend in him. So the way you act towards Krishna, accordingly Krishna will be. Krishna is absolutely impartial. Krishna is not saying that I like you and I do not like him, like us. We have this duality. We like somebody but we do not like somebody else. But that's not the case with Krishna. With Krishna, Krishna is dear to everyone. Krishna is equal to everyone. Everyone is dear to Krishna. But now it is up to the individual how he will accept. Kshiprang bhavati dharmatma shashat chanti nigachati konteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Mam hi partha vyapashritya jepi su papa jonayaha Striya Vaishyas Tatha Shudras Tepi Janti Parangati. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though Devi of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, merchants and Shudras, workers, can attain the supreme destination. King Punar Brahmana Punya Bhakta Rajar Shayas Tatha Anittam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajashyamam. How much more this is so of the righteous brahmanas, the devotees and the saintly king. Therefore, having come to this temporary miserable world, engage in loving service unto me. Manmana bhava, madbhakto, madjaji, mam namaskuru, mame vaishyasi yuktaivam, atmanam. Engage your mind always in thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to the 9th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of the most confidential. So see, at the beginning, what did Krishna suggest? You become his devotee. And at the end, what did Krishna suggest? You become his devotee. So, now that you have become devotees of Krishna, Krishna will be very, very pleased with you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. I don't deserve any credit. The credit goes to you because you all were listening with such rapt attention, even though there were so many distractions. Thank you very much. At least I'll remember the 9th chapter in Nerka, the picnic spot. Under the beautiful shade of this tree. Is this pine or is it juniper?
Pine. Mediterranean pine. It's called pituso. The variety is called pituso. Mediterranean, Andalusian.
Okay, Andalusian pine. Oh yeah, questions, yeah.
I have a simple question. first 30 and 40, can we see that as a definition of how a devotee should be? Or we can see that as a definition of a devotee?
Yes. Yeah, devotee should be completely surrendered unto Krishna and engaged in serving him for his pleasure. He said 13 and 14, let me just check. Yes. Yes, they have taken shelter of Krishna's divine nature. And they should always chant the holy name of the Lord, glory of the Lord, with full confidence. Yes.
In verse 22, Krishna says that he will carry what they lack and preserve what they have. Is that regarding to material things or to spiritual? Because
whatever you need is, Krishna will protect. Krishna will provide. Isn't he providing? But you don't have the faith. That's why you think, oh, unless I have money, I can't give the food. Unless I give the necessary. But just I give the example of St. Francis of Assisi. He's talking about the birds. Do the birds go to office to earn money? Do they run businesses to make money? Do they get everything? Who is providing? So if you can be as simple as a bird, and if your need also is become as little as the birds, then Krishna will take care of you. Any other question? Yes.
I have got an entire day to come home. And I was with all the entire bus. I'm not a Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna, but I have Radha Krishna deity and I don't worship them because it's a high level. So why don't worship Radha and Krishna and we don't worship Lord Chaitanya?
Yes. Worshipping Lord Chaitanya, Gaur Nithai, is easier than worshipping Radha Krishna. So you are very smart. To accept the easier path is a sign of intelligence. See, so worshipping Gaur Nithai is easier, and the benefit of worshipping Gaur Nithai is greater than worshipping Radha Krishna. Yes, ma'am, Gauri. So Krishna is giving that, what Krishna is actually saying, that even, he is actually saying, even they will get the parangati. You may consider that a woman is lower, less intelligent. A Shudra is a lower class and Vaishya is lower. If you think you are a Brahmana, and you think that they are lower, then let me remind you, let me tell you, that even they will get the ultimate perfection of life. But you may be a Brahmana, but if you don't surrender unto me, you'll miss out that opportunity. Right? That's what Krishna is. In Krishna's eyes, everyone is equal. In the eyes of a father, does the father think that the sons are better and daughters are worse? Maybe in some Indian villages they have. But a real loving father, in the eyes of the father, the sons and daughter both are equal. Both are equally object of receiving his mercy, his affection. Sometimes the father is more affectionate to the daughter. Yes, I mean.
again. Mind is like the lamp in the wind. It keeps going away all the time. And in 92, Krishna said that those who always worship me with exclusive devotion will get there. So when we talk about exclusive devotion, the mind does waver when we are even offering arches, and then the mind tends to go here and there, although we try to bring it back. So I feel that the exclusive devotion kind of lacks everything in the mind. So are we not following that category?
You see, you just said it yourself. You said exclusive devotion. What is the meaning of exclusive? Only. Right? So there is nothing but devotion. So where does your mind go? If there is nothing but devotion, then where does your mind go? Right. You see, the thing is, you know, what is shuddha? What is pure? Pure means when there is no contamination. Now, you are one. That is very humble statement. Like, you are a devotee of Krishna. Right? By nature, all the living entities are devotees. So, when you become a devotee of Krishna, then you are a pure devotee. Isn't it? Yeah. So, water is water. Water as water is pure. When something is added to the water, then it is impure. Even if you add gold to water, it will become impure. Right? So similarly, when we are situated in our constitutional position, and we are just that and nothing else, that is the state of pure devotion. Yeah. You see, it's something like a father has four children. The eldest one is very successful. Same is the second one. The third one is in college studying medicine. And the fourth one is a little one. Now, the father is most concerned, although the father is equal to all four children, but his attention differs, varies, to various other children. To whom he is most attentive, most concerned? The youngest one. Why? Because he is most dependent upon him. Whereas the eldest one, because he is so well established now, he doesn't really need to worry about it. He can take care. So similarly, those who feel completely helpless, and in that helpless situation, in that helplessness, when he surrenders unto Krishna, this is it. Yeah. Those who depend upon him, not just me, depend. Yeah. That's what Krishna wants. Yeah. Krishna never says, Maddan Mansa. The wine and alcohol and meat, when one offers his devotion. He never says that. Prabhupada said that if Krishna said that, we would have done that. But Krishna never said that. Patra Krishna Prabhupada. So that's what Krishna wants, and that's what we have to offer. Thank you. Yes, Rishi?
Something I struggle with is knowing when to depend on Krishna, for example, in my service, when to depend on Krishna, and to know that he is in control, versus trying very hard so that I can position myself but so that he can give me that message. Like, at what point does it become an over-endeavor? At what point?
You see, Krishna has given you the abilities. So that ability must be utilized. Right? Say, for example, Krishna has given you two legs. Now, if you just sit down and say, I won't walk, let Krishna come and carry me, then that won't be fair. So Krishna's thing is, the abilities that you have, use that in rendering service unto me. And in rendering service to Krishna, there is no over-endeavor as such. Like, no matter how much you do for Krishna, will never be over-endeavor. The over-endeavor is when you do things not as a service to Krishna, but for your own name and fame, which is not really pleasing Krishna, which is actually your pleasure, your decision. That is over-endeavor. But for doing it for Krishna is never over-endeavor. Rather, the more you do, the more Krishna, more pleased Krishna will be. Hare Krishna. Any other Janava? Krishna has given?
Assurance.
Okay, they have been dictating it. Go ahead. Krishna is giving the assurance of? Yeah. Yes. To the extent we surrender, to that extent Krishna will. Which is that verse? Je jatha maam prapadanti tangs tathaiva bhajamam. To the extent one surrenders unto Krishna, to that extent Krishna will. Thank you. Yes.
So, if one is a victim of a situation and has the ability to defend oneself, so should that person then defend himself, or should he then leave it to Krishna and say, if Krishna wills, this is my bad karma, I need to suffer?
The devotee generally doesn't defend himself. He defends others, he protects others. But as far as his defense, generally a devotee doesn't. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Right? These activities are not conducive to devotion. I mean, that. And these are the mundane activities. Defending. Like, for example, see, the Pandavas, when the misfortune came upon them, they accepted it. And even at the time of, even before the Battle of Kurukshetra, they didn't want to fight. Arjun didn't want to fight. Because, you know, Arjun saw, you know, why should I do it for Arjun? But when Arjun, Krishna said, no, do it, then he did.
Like when the manor was being closed, they fought back.
But the manor is Krishna's property. It was not our personal property. We are not defending or fighting for our personal defense. Krishna's property, yes. We are going to turn the world upside down in order to defend Krishna's property. Yes. Yeah, so the second question is coming in. For a person who doesn't understand,
doesn't understand what is coming, but is standing in devotion.
Yeah. He's serving a devotee, and outcome of the person. That's devotional service. Like if you're serving a devotee, it's even better than serving Krishna. Alright? Or do you have any question to that? Like if the devotee fails, is that a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, the best way to serve Krishna is serving his devotee. Because Krishna is, we are not able to directly serve Krishna. But Krishna's devotee is present with Krishna. So he is like Krishna's representative. Krishna is present to us in the form of a devotee. Therefore, when we serve a devotee, Krishna thinks that that is the real devotee. Therefore, Krishna says that those who say that they are my devotee, I don't consider them to be my devotee. But those who think that they are my devotee's devotee, they are actually devotees. All right, Hrishikesh? Yes, sir. Thank you. Hare Krishna? Yes?
One may not be afraid of death, but the whole concept of death.
Yes. How shall I die? We should die thinking about Krishna. We should think that this body has been such a source of impediment to difficult, a hindrance to serve Krishna. Now I can serve Krishna without any difficulty. The body becomes old. We want to do so many things to serve Krishna, but we can't. Right? But if I don't have the body, then I can't. Right? Like, when you become old, we want to go to Mangala Arati, but we can't because the body is weak. We want to do so many things. We want to go out in Harinam. We can't do that because the body is weak. We want to go out and distribute books. We can't because the body is old and weak. Now this way the body is actually becoming an impediment, an obstacle to our devotional service. So then our attitude should be, oh, now that I'm free from the body, now that I got the opportunity to become free from the body, it's such a relief. Now I can attend Mangala Arati without any problem. Right? Now I can go out distribute books without any problem. Now I can go out in Harinam for 24 hours a day. And now I can go back to Vrindavan. Huh? Yeah. Well, the thing is that when we depend upon Krishna, then we don't have to consider what will happen. That Krishna will protect. Krishna will take care. Changing body by Krishna's mercy will be an easy thing. We think that it will be suffering. But when you depend upon Krishna, then Krishna will make it easy. Just consider when the time comes to leave the body, and if we see Krishna standing there, how will you feel? Krishna says, come with me. How will you feel? Do you think the death will be painful? Death will be blissful? Right? Yes, Swarna? It will depend upon the individual. Like for example, Prabhupada told us that even if I become unconscious, don't let them take me to the hospital. So that was Prabhupada. Prabhupada also said, don't allow anything to pierce my body, not even a needle. So, but a devotee like Prabhupada can act like that. But others, ordinary people, they will think, well, if there is a possibility to get cured and continue to render my service, let me do that. So it will depend upon the individual. It will depend upon one Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Okay, so now we can stop and... Oh, okay. So serve the prasadam? Prasadam first or cave first?
I was thinking that they take the prasadam, meanwhile we go and buy the ticket, and then at the end of the day we can go.
Okay. Okay, Radha Vinod is an expert manager. And he is a wonderful organizer. He okay, so what he decided is that now you all take prasad. In the meantime, Radha Vinod will collect all the tickets for the caves. And then after taking prasad, you can go to the caves.